Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Red FM Breakfast. Oh yeah. With KC.
Hello there.
Hang on a second, I'm losing my mind.
What's wrong?
You did message me yesterday about the NCT and I did reply.
That's right. That's all right, though.
Yeah. So, you were convinced that Chitty Bang Bang was not going to get over the line.
Okay, first of all, when I actually left the car park, Casey stood next to his car like a player just about to enter a World Cup match singing the national anthem. And he even made the sign of the cross at me.
I did. I blessed
and
the
my car.
Yeah.
As I left the car park. That's how much faith he had.
I knew it was going to get over the line to a degree, but there was a small issue, was there?
Well, there was the tiniest issue you could ever imagine.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's find out what fixes.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
One light bulb to be changed. That's it. It pretty much passed.
To which I replied.
Yeah, and what about the car?
Hey!
Yes. Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. To which Vic replied, you're so effing langer or
something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I did, yeah.
So you're okay, you're fine.
I'm okay, lads.
I've
only got to change a dimmer.
I mean, I might have been playing the role of, like, had confidence in the car, but I did not.
No, I know you didn't. That's why you were stood next to your car making the sign of the cross at my car. Like Maradona.
You're such a langer.
These are the conversations that go on between Casey and I when we're not on the air, lads.
The most cultured langer you've ever heard. 82% of women consider, is this true or not, financial stability more attractive than physical looks.
But got my own runaway fund.
Have you really?
Everyone has.
No, you don't.
Ask all the girls in Cork. Everyone has a little secret runaway fund.
You do not.
We do.
This is unbelievable. Every woman in Cork that has messaged the show on WhatsApp.
As I told you.
Are all thumbs up on the runaway fund.
Yeah, we all have them.
Like, I mean, I get it, but it doesn't put a lot of confidence into a relationship, does it?
Well, oh, no,
you've got money to run.
It's not. That. Surely you have runaway money, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah. Enough to get me two nights in Macroom. I'm like Martin here.
I'd say, no, that's the best I do with my runaway fund is probably a long weekend in Killarney.
Exactly like me. Yeah. Yes, this runaway fund has been taught by mums to daughters.
Yeah.
Morning, lads. Yeah, that's the first thing I said to my two girls when they got their first wage. Make sure you have your runaway money. Explained, you know, do whatever you wish. And, you know, if you want to buy a nice handbag, a pair of shoes, go on, you know, spa breaks, whatever. It's your own money to do whatever you want to do and not answer to anyone, you know, what you're spending your money on.
Spending it on handbags and stuff, that's just kind of, you know, treat money.
Yeah, but you see, you're missing the point.
The
point is that there's always a small little bucket of cash to do with what you need it for. And if that's running away, then use it for running away. If that's buying a designer handbag, use it. Oh, God, girls.
Is runaway money not kind of set up a new life money?
Girls, help me out here, will you?
I'm
digging myself a hole, but I'm just trying to explain. It's just that you always have a spare few quid for whatever you might need it for. A rainy day or, you know, a little weekend away with the girls.
Do you have emergency fake tan money?
Oh, well, obviously. Like,
Kelly, have you got runaway money?
I actually do, which is so funny that you're talking about this.
So you're even, before you get married, before you settle down, you are planning on legging it.
Yeah.
Just have like a little bit to, like, do you know.
It's a little bit extra, Kel, isn't it?
What if I want to move to Bali, you know?
Oh, can I go with you?
Exactly though, Kel. She's got the airfare, you see? Because she's
been
smart.
It's called rainy day money.
It is.
What happens for Stephanie Rainey when she needs rainy day money? Is that just some... the universe just explodes.
Glitches.
Casey, your man brain will never get... You'll never understand it, so stop trying, pal. Right. Says somebody else here.
Well, I think Vic doesn't have runaway money. I think she has getaway money.
Trip.
Sneaky cash.
My own.
To get away from it all.
Jane's been on to me here. She has a secret sneaky account. Sneaky account.
Yeah. She puts a few quid in it every week. Puts a few quid in it.
KC,
hello.
I have my runaway money as well, and it stare me right in the face. Do you know that little compartment down by the handbrake, little cubby hole, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's full of €2 and €1 and everything. That's my runaway money. So as far as I'll get is the nearest petrol station. Fill the car up with diesel, I'd say. I'd be going back toward in again.
Brilliant job.
You didn't get too far, did you?
Lads, I have had my runaway money since I got married 22 years ago. Yeah. I've put over $1,000 in cash a year away, and I'm just waiting for him to pee me off.
There you go, you
and
see.
I'm gone.
And when he does, she'll be happy and comforted in the fact that she's got 22 grand in the bank.
Yeah, drinking Dutch gold out of a coconut, swinging in a hammock somewhere out in the sun. Yeah. Is that the plan? Is that really what you're all planning?
He's horrified.
I'm very disappointed, lads. Honestly, God, I don't know what to think of you. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM. Graw's been on to me. Catherine Connolly wore purple yesterday for the inauguration, for the presidential inauguration, as a little tribute to Mary Robinson, who wore the same kind of outfit. So that was just
that's really sweet.
Just a little tribute. Thank you, girl. Vix VIPs on
Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Oh, my dear, what's going on?
Okay, Scouse actor and all-round good guy, Stephen Graham. He plays Bruce Springsteen's dad. This is in a new film that's out at the minute. It's called Deliver Me From Nowhere.
I haven't seen this, and I've heard mixed reviews from people. People that I know that were Springsteen fans, they didn't feel it was great, but and then other people said they loved it. So it's whatever
always
you make yourself.
Personal interpretation. Isn't
Have
it?
You seen it, folks? 0868 104 106. If you've seen the Brucey movie, is it worth going to check out?
Yeah, I think it's in the cinemas at the moment. But
please tell me, Stephen is like, "Hello, Bruce, lad, pick up the guitar."
He's going to have an American accent, isn't he?
Yeah.
But anyway, he's been chatting to Top Jaw about bringing Bruce for a bit of food up north, as in the north of England,
right,
during filming. Have a listen.
Actual Bruce or the actor?
Actual Bruce Springsteen,
I said, do you want to go for some dinner? And he was like, yeah, okay, Steve, that'd be great. We went to this lovely place called, again?
How do you remember lines?
No. And then we went to this lovely place in Huddersfield called Norman's Restaurant. He's got like his own slant on local cuisine, but like
local to Manchester.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a Manchester tart, for example. There you go. A hot pot pie. Do you know what I mean? You can't beat a bit of Norman's.
Jumping all over the place, that clip. Do you want to go for a bit of scran?
I know.
You go for some scran, Bruce.
But imagine Norman. I don't know if Norman actually works there, but imagine Norman's face when Stephen Graham walks in with Bruce Springsteen.
With Bruce and looking for a hot pot.
I'll have a hot pot pie, please.
Class. I love that.
I would love to have seen that. Kris Jenner's 70th birthday bash is being called basically the event of the year. Bigger than the Grammys. It was a private 007 themed birthday party, right? Celebrate her turning 70. Mm-hmm. It cost $6.5 million.
For a birthday party.
For a birthday party.
These people are idiots.
It's absolutely unbelievable. People on the guest list: Jeff Bezos and his wife, Anna Wintour, Justin Bieber, Mariah Carey, Meghan Markle and Harry, obviously Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Naomi Watts. It goes on and on and on.
Even
and
if
on
you had that kind of money, like, how could you spend it on that?
I don't know.
It just makes no sense.
It's just another world, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
But yeah, I've seen some of the pictures coming from it. But the most interesting thing, I think, is that, as I said, Meghan Markle was there with Harry, and there was a few pictures of them that turned up in the press the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kardashians have now deleted any pictures of Meghan Markle and Harry off all the pictures that they posted from Chris's birthday party.
Oh, they were told to.
Don't know.
Were they doing anything they shouldn't have been doing?
No, they were just there, I think. But they've obviously been told, to leave them off.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a bit of damage limitation or something. I don't know.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I still love this. I must dig into this one further now, because Kim Kardashian, as we said, she went to four different psychics. And they all told her, you're going to get your barrister exams.
Yes.
And you'll be on the bar. You'll be serving.
That's
you'll be working once these exams come in. She flunked the exam by a few points. Like, she did okay in it, but she needs to go back. She needs to go back and do a few more bits and pieces. But she's blaming the psychics now.
Oh, lads.
For causing her all of that trouble.
Did you ever hear anything so bonkers?
If she spent $6.5 million on grinds, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that have made a little difference? We do this thing on the show every now and then called Am I Weird? And we have an Am I Weird Hall of Fame of the strangest things that people are into. And these are... Everybody does something. It's just your thing.
Yeah.
But then when you tell someone about your thing, they go, "You do what?"
Yeah, it's true.
You do that thing with ketchup? And like often all of these little habits and tendencies to do weird things, we've been doing them since we were kids and it's true. One's ever questioned it.
It's true.
You bring it into adult life.
And people go...
And it becomes a bit strange, doesn't it? Yeah.
Am I weird that I love watching the smoke coming out of the chimney when the fire has just been lit?
No.
No, so, that's not weird. That's a normal thing.
So you light the fire and then you go outside and sit on the lawn and look at the chimney?
Oh, actually,
get the chair, get a cup of tea, look up at the smoke.
Freezing cold. Yeah. I should be inside beside the fire.
You're right, it is weird.
But what is that? What's going on there?
There's something soothing about a fire.
It's very soothing.
Smoke, yeah.
Am I weird? When I finish a journey, I say thank you to my car, kiss me hand, and tap the bonnet with it.
You do you, boo. You know what I mean?
So, does anybody else thank their car?
And give your car a fist bump afterwards.
Yeah.
I think that's really cute. I might start doing that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, car.
It's not Kid from Knight Rider. Like, no. He's not going to talk back to you.
I like it. It's like you're just showing a bit of respect and a bit of love for your vehicle. Yeah. People love their cars.
I would quite often tap the top of my dashboard when I'm driving along to kind of say, thanks, car, you're doing a great job. Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
you're getting me to work. So that's a similar thing, is it?
Yeah. Am I weird? I eat the icing but not the bun on a cake.
A lot of people do that.
We've all been there, kid.
It's like the bun doesn't hit you with enough sugar.
The bun's just basically bread, like, you
know.
Really,
that's it, exactly it, you know. Am I weird? I tell the dog to sit on my feet when I'm watching TV from Nikki.
No, free hot water bottle.
Oh, it's to keep her feet warm.
It is, that's it, yeah.
That's actually a good idea.
Am I weird? I still have an old blanket rag from when I was a baby. I'm 26 from Saoirse.
Oh, no, that's not weird.
I still have my teddy bears from when I was a kid.
What are they called? A lot of people have sort of childhood blankets and they wrap it around their hand and they go to bed sucking their thumb. Yeah. Is it called a gully rag?
But you do see kids dragging them around, don't you? Did you have anything like that when you were a kid?
I did teddy, but I burnt the leg off him because I threw him in the fire. But I kept him.
Oh my God, Casey.
Yeah, yeah. His leg was all kind of cremated.
But
I kept him.
Do you still have him now?
He's probably in the attic somewhere.
I want you to bring him in. I want to have a look at the damage that you did.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have a satin ribbon and I used to wrap it around both my fingers and slide it along my bottom lip and tut.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, go on, say that again.
Can we just...
I know, yeah.
You're on the radio, Vic.
It was a satin ribbon, right? You know, on a satin ribbon, there's a kind of a coarse side and there's a silky side. So I used to wrap it around my fingers and I used to slide the silky side.
You used to floss your teeth with a ribbon?
No, my lip. Floss my lip. And I used to tut while I was doing it like this.
You're polishing your lips.
Now, that is weird, isn't it? I know, yeah.
Rory.
I like watching the washing machine go round and round and round.
Oh, God, you're not three, Rory. Come on.
Like,
my six-year-old does that.
I'll put on a load of clothes and I will like sit there for 5 minutes just to make sure all the clothes get wet.
You know.
Just to make sure. And you'd be kind of worried about that one sock that's going around that hasn't got any water yet. And I will sit, like, my wife has caught me like staring at the washing machine.
So can you show me now? Go down in your sit in the position, your washing machine position right now for me. There you go. Cross your, look at him.
He's doing it.
He's in the kind of meditative pose.
Lads,
he's got his legs crossed. And his face is in the door.
He's making the movements of the washing machine with his hands.
And sometimes I have a cup of tea when I'm doing it.
There's something very soothing about it, though.
Absolutely.
And childlike.
It's the whirring noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Am I weird because...
Okay, let's guess this weirdness. It's right. Food related.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
When I have shepherd's pie for dinner, I put it into a sandwich with bread and butter. That's how I eat it then.
Ooh.
That's gorgeous. We've all done that. Surely, we've all done that.
I've never had a shepherd's pie sandwich.
You've got to get a shepherd's pie sandwich then.
Told her she was putting something strange in a sandwich.
Dream.
That doesn't sound too bad.
A stew sandwich as well.
Oh. But it's only potato and savoury mince and bread, so it's not...
Loads of butter on the bread. A little bit of cheese maybe.
Oh, good Lord.
Are you two going home to make that for your dinner?
Yes,
come here, come over to my house. I'll make you shepherd's pie. We can sit and look at the washing machine.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. All right, 8:16 in the morning. Pop quiz time. Keane O'Driscoll representing the Carrigaline Massive. How are you, fella?
Top of the world.
Top of the world. What's the plan today, Keane?
Work. That's it. I just dropped the kids off at school, so I'm going to work now shortly.
That pesky thing we all have to do every morning. Yeah.
But he might be doing something at the weekend.
What's happening at the weekend?
Oh, we're planning to put up the Christmas decorations. Yeah.
Do you know what? See, this is the thing. I think we jumped the gun over the toy show. I think Cork needs to step up and be the first county to show the rest of the nation how it's done. And since we're launching Corkmas on Friday night, that is the perfect night to do
there
it.
There you go, yeah.
So have you everything down from the attic, or have you to go scavenging upstairs?
No, the wife's giving me that job for later in the week. So, okay.
So who's the chief unwrapping, light unwrapping engineer in your gaff? Yeah. It's you, is it?
No, it's the wife. I'd happily do it, but then I do it wrong. So, I'm being told to redo it then, so I leave it off.
I know.
Let the wife do it.
And every single year you take it down out of the attic, you're going, why didn't I wind this up properly?
I know.
So when we're cleaning up in January, you just horse it into a box and it's gone.
Yeah. So true.
Keen, €1,000 for Christmas decorations. So here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who won the 2025 All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship?
Tipperary.
Ronan Keating is a member of what boy band? Was, and still is probably.
Boyzone.
Question 3. What Cork actor played Thomas Shelby in Peaky Blinders?
Cillian Murphy.
Who had a hit with Grace Kelly? Question 4.
Mika.
Who was the UK Prime Minister when the Good Friday Agreement was signed?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Will I give him a hand? TB. TB, okay.
Tony Blair.
Question 6. What nationality is Usain Bolt?
Jamaican.
Question 7. What's the capital of Chile? Go on, it starts with an S. Sounds like an ago.
Santiago.
Question number 8. What are a group of owls known as? Collective group of owls are known as a
Parliament.
A Parliament of Owls is called that. Oh man, we just ran out of time. You got everything correct, and then we had two more to go. You really don't want the last two questions, do you? Do you?
You set me up for a last this week.
Oh, no. All right, go on.
Questions to be heard.
Who's the front man of The Frames, the lead singer with The Frames, the Irish band?
Oh, I haven't a clue.
Oh,
okay. Right. Okay. Glenn Hansard. Yeah, okay, so it feels better not to know that.
There we go.
Absolutely okay.
Keane, will you send us some photographic evidence of the Christmas decorations up when they're done?
No. After this morning, they're not going up at all this weekend. I'm holding it off.
We'll get you a 50. Listen, we'll get you a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors. They've loads of lovely things for the festive seasons for you to pick up. We'll talk to you again another morning. Anyway, Cian, thanks a million.
No worries. Thanks, lads.
Well, cheers. Done.
With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
We've got the Opera House Panto. We are giving away family passes all this week on the show. We want to get you there for free. You'll be the first people in Cork with your free Panto passes. CorkOperaHouse.ie for more. They're doing Aladdin.
So good.
And it's going to be epic. Flying carpets all over the shop. It's going to be one of the best Pantos ever. I mean, they knock it out of the park every single year, don't they?
It's just always such an amazing production.
Yeah, it really is. There he is. Hold on there now. Hello.
I am the genie of the lamp.
Okay, genie. How many wishes are you giving me today, buddy? What are we doing?
You have 3 wishes.
Okay, I wish Bevine was on the phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
My wish came true. How are you?
Good.
Where are you now?
In the car, waiting to go to school.
Okay, you're not driving the car, no?
No.
Okay, that's all right. You're in the back seat with your little seatbelt on. What school do you go to?
The Grammar School in Middleton.
Oh, okay. It's my Lamuta Rocha. What does that mean?
My Lamuta Rocha.
It's my Lamuta Rocha.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, I think you need to go to a different school.
You're very good at Irish.
What does it mean, Casey?
It means I love ice cream. It's my Lum Bevin.
I love Bevin.
Yeah,
she's hung up on me. You're just
okay. What was your on? Will any correct answer?
Microwave.
Are you gonna go for a microwave? Why do you think it's a microwave?
Because it counts down and it reverses, and most people have it in the house, and it spins around.
And it spins.
It does.
See, everybody thought it was a washing machine. So I'm lamping at something most homes have. You might use it every day. Am I reversing? You know that beep noise that it makes. Right. Sounds like a truck reversing. It does spin around. And I was going to give you another clue. 2 minutes to pop, which is popcorn. You're going to the Panto!
Yay! Well, yay!
You are correct.
Well done.
Hundreds of people got that right this morning. So yeah, we did a draw with all the names, and Bevin was in the back of the car with her little phone ready to go. So you've got your family pass. Well done.
Thank you very much. For a mile,
you're gonna meet a mug. See, she is brilliant
she
in Irish.
I knew it.
Toy Story fans, I presume we all are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
The last one was really good.
It was. Yeah. There was tears.
I actually loved that one.
Sporky.
Too, yeah.
You know when an animation brings you to tears at the end of it.
Yeah.
I thought. I think Toy Story 2 is my favorite out of the four that have been released so far.
Well, I'm with Kelly. I liked the last one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was it. The last one was the last one.
There was one of them. Was it Toy Story 3? Quite scary with the bear.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Toy Story 2? They had it ready to go. It was finished. This is a mad story from the... Who the company again? The
Pixar.
That's right. Somebody had Toy Story 2 on their laptop.
Okay.
And they lost the laptop.
Oh, God.
Apparently, like, I don't know how they did this. It was the only solid copy on a hard drive. And they'd lost it. But somebody that worked for Pixar had backed it up somewhere else.
Thankfully. God. You think there'd be a few backups, right?
You would think, like trillions of them.
Can you imagine?
But it was for the purpose of the movie not leaking. They were so paranoid about it getting out there. So they gave one person the job of having the actual copy of it. And then someone else had a backup, thankfully. No issues with Toy Story 5. The trailer has dropped. And again, if you're a parent of kids and you've been battling with the devices at home and trying to get them off it, this is the theme of what they're rolling with.
Bonnie, there's a package for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hi there, I'm Lilypad. Let's play.
There you go.
Love the way they have the In Excess tune there at the start of it.
What is it again?
It's Never Tear Us Apart.
Oh,
isn't that clever?
From the toys and the devices.
Yeah, very
smart. It's going to be out in the summer, so that's another big thing to look forward to sometime next year. Yes, the never-ending battle of the devices continues.
With Casey, love waking up in Cork.
Thank you for listening to the 20-minute morning show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with Casey. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Love waking up in Cork.